Well, let's look at trust and thankfulness. Thankfulness is the feeling that prompts us to give thanks. Thanksgiving. Trust and thankfulness. Walking in trust and thankfulness. Let's look at some verses. 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my rock, the emphasis here is we're talking about God. The rock is the thing that protects you in this case. In him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation. Horn, like a rhinoceros, the horn is the point of strength. And my high tower, which is a place of safety, my refuge, my savior, thou savest me from violence. So, we're trusting in the shield and the refuge, you see. Psalm 141:8. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. Here, the capital G-O-D is the word Jehovah. What normally that's capital L-O-R-D to tell us that, but here it was used with Adonai, which means master or Lord, so they put Jehovah the Adonai. O God, the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah is so full of wonderful promises and so on, written to the people as he was chastising them, but letting them know he was full of love. And Isaiah answers back, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, and here is Jehovah Jehovah, interesting usage, is my strength and my song. There's a little thankfulness in that, isn't there? He also has become my salvation. New Testament, 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face, beholding, as in a glass, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, beholding the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is such a revelation to me, reading it and meditating on it, that of all the things we do in our devotions, if we turn it to look at Christ, Christ, the giver of the truth, Christ, the subject of the topic. But if we meditate on Christ, it works automatically that we become like him. This is a key to your change. It happens spiritually. It happens magically. It happens without your special effort. It happens even as by the Spirit of the Lord. It's a spiritual change. You meditate on him. You think about him. You think about how he dealt with people. You think about how he suffered in silence and so on. And it keys you to be like him. Colossians 2, 6, and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, if you got saved, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him. So you have the foundation and you have the building, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding, so growing higher and higher, therein with thanksgiving. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author, and this word can mean the beginner and finisher, author and finisher, of our faith, looking unto him, beginning of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He was victorious. So we look unto him, the one who gave us our faith. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him. What a glorious promise. Why? For he careth for you. A caring God. The God who actually is there. The God who actually spoke to us. He cares. So, as you walk in these graces, you will find that your shepherd of Psalm 23 is not only leading you, he is changing you moment by moment into the likeness of his Son. Of course, he is the Son, into himself. So trust and thankfulness are not passing feelings. They are the two paths that will carry you safely through this day. They work together. Trust guards your mind from worry, obsessive fear, and thankfulness guards your heart from the kindred sins of criticism and complaint. You can't be a thankful person full of criticism and complaint. One steadies you, the other sweetens you. Some of you need steadying, some of you need sweetening. So do I. But these graces do not grow by accident. They grow by practice, by choosing again and again to turn your thoughts toward God. Let's look at some concepts of this without going back to all the scripture. Number one, trust begins when you shift your weight onto God. Trust is not a vague hope that things will work out. It is the deliberate act of placing your full weight on God's character. When you trust him, you are saying, God is wise enough to guide me. God is strong enough to carry me. God is good enough to intend my good. These are great blessings. Every time worry tries to take the wheel, you have a choice. You can rehearse your fears. You can rehearse God's faithfulness. Each choice strengthens a pathway in your mind. Over time, trust becomes the default setting of your heart. I love that, where my wife and I say, we find this thing and it's going to be a problem. And there's no real horrible worry about that. We kind of wonder how God's going to take care of it. But we're in his hands, so it's going to work out. A second thought. Thankfulness grows when you look for God's hand in all things. Looking for his hand. This is wisdom. Thankfulness is not pretending everything is pleasant, but it is recognizing that God is present and active even when life seems dreadful. Even when the pizza has cardboard dough. Nancy, our cook, had to stand by and see not the best pizza I've ever had served for us, but yeah, that was what was provided, right? Yeah, I suppose so. She doesn't service stuff like that. From what was gratitude redirects your gaze. Redirects your gaze away from bad pizza, from what is missing to what God has given. And I ate the pizza. That's what God has given. See? Exercise my jaws. From what you fear, it directs your gaze to what God has promised. It redirects your gaze from what you cannot control to the God who rules all things. So a thankful heart casts out a complaining spirit. The one pushes the other out. It'll push the gratefulness out, or the complaining will go. One of them will go. When you choose gratitude, you're choosing spiritual health. The third thought. Trust and thankfulness center your thoughts on God rather than spreading it out on the circumstances. If you anchor trust to circumstances, it will rise and fall with the day's news. It's just an up and down ride. If you anchor thankfulness to comfort, it will vanish the moment life becomes difficult. But when your trust and thankfulness are centered on God himself, they become steady and strong, unmovable. As you fix your thoughts on who he is, faithful, wise, generous, ultimately powerful, your troubles are pushed to the edges of your mind. While they do not disappear, they lose their power to dominate. Not so hard to deal with. The fourth, trust grows through repetition. You think about this. Plan to make this choice of trust and thankfulness thousands of times a day. Each time you turn your mind toward God, you carve a deeper groove of trust. The neuroscientists call it rewiring. Becomes the dominant way of thinking. The scripture calls it renewing your mind. Either way, the principle is the same. What you choose repeatedly becomes what you become consistently. And then the last, the number five, trust frees you to rest. Thankfulness frees you to rejoice. You know, it's fun to rejoice. Instead of sitting crying, woe is me, nobody likes me, I'm going to go out and eat worms, you know them. Nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Thankfulness frees you to rejoice. When you trust God, you can rest because you know He will not load you with more than you can rightly bear. No matter how it feels at first, you can do this. He will not deprive you of anything you truly need. He will meet your concerns with perfect wisdom and perfect timing. And when you rest in that truth, thankfulness rises naturally. Gratitude becomes the echo of trust. Trust steadies your steps. Thankfulness brightens your path. And together they keep your heart close to God. Here's a little poem. A pledge of trust and thanks. Lord, I will trust you through this day when fears rise up and shadows press. Your steady hand will guard my steps. Your quiet strength will calm my stress. And I will thank you as I walk for every gift your mercy sends. Thanks drives out the urge to grieve and shuts the door on harsh complaints. I choose to fix my mind on you, not on the load I think I bear, for you give only what I need and never more than I can bear. So here I stand, my heart made sure, in trust and thanks I take my place. These twin-born graces shape my path and lead me by your perfect grace.